Former Prime Minister Owen Arthur had a view on how Barbados should confront the economic fallout in the post-COVID era, and he shared it with colleagues on the Prime Minister's Jobs and Investment Council. One of those with whom he discussed his ideas was UWI Assistant Lecturer and President of the Barbados Economic Society, Simon Natrum. He's among a group of UWI economists who sit with us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to discuss Mr. Arthur's economic policies and outlook.
We speak of the achievement of Owen Arthur as Prime Minister and creating thousands of jobs as a Barbadian. And we sort of found ourselves in a similar situation today, needing to create upwards of 30,000 jobs in order to replace those that had been lost during the pandemic. I had the fortune of being part of the Prime Minister's Jobs and Investment Council alongside Professor Arthur. And the sort of thought was, well, we've done it once, can we do it again? And the interesting thing that you guys pointed out about his pragmatism, and Troy would have spoken about the emphasis that he put on services, and the question sort of was, would he want to do it the same way? But Professor Arthur did not. This is a point where you couldn't use tourism as the way to create 30 to 50,000 jobs that you needed in Barbados. And instead, Professor Arthur had a different perspective on a very different problem altogether. So he didn't have one hammer for every single problem. And instead, what Professor Arthur suggested, and he almost forced us to agree to, was and he was very insistent about this, the way to survive this current economic crisis brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic was through import substitution. And he was very adamant that the only strategy that could help us through this was import substitution. And it's a very different sort of perspective of the problem, because we're talking about a man who evolved the Barbados economy into a services-based economy. And now he's telling us, well, actually, in this new situation, in this new context, what we need to do is to produce a hell of a lot of stuff. And we need to sort of change our entire economy now in a very short period of time to begin to think about how we can produce the things that we had previously imported. And this is, again, a very different perspective of a man who you guys had described as pushing liberalization for a significant period under his administration. And while I think, again, he recognized that there were constraints, there were limitations, and I think the main constraint he saw in Barbados was the fact that we were probably about a decade behind the rest of the world in our technology. In our production technology, in our digital technology, and even in the government sort of technological advancement, he saw that we were behind, but that there were areas that we could substitute imports, and they felt, I think that he saw it as an opportunity given the sort of disruption in global supply chains. What better, time to take advantage of disruptions in global supply chains and to create jobs in Barbados than right now. And I think it speaks quite a lot to his perceptiveness that he just wasn't a one-trick pony. And instead, he was able to assess the problem and was able to come up with what he viewed as a clever solution. And I think this is in part why he also felt that there was a need to relook the primacy of the fixed exchange rate policy, because if we wanted to become a country where we began to produce what we consumed, then maybe we don't have exactly the right foreign exchange policy that that we need.
Simon Natram of the Barbados Economic Society. Hear more from him and a team of other UWI economists this Thursday morning at 10 in association with SagiCorp on Voice of Barbados. This has been SagiCorp's Early Business.